More beef will be sold this holiday weekend than at any other time of the year. The Barbecue Industry Association says 3/4 of all the grills in the country will be in use. But the beef numbers may be down slightly because of recent alarm about mad cow disease. This week, the U.S. Department of Agriculture conducted additional tests on two animals, and both proved negative for mad cow. NPR's Joe Palca says we should expect more alarms this summer, but that doesn't mean America's beef supply is unsafe.
Last December, the event agricultural officials were dreading came to pass. An American cow was confirmed to be infected with mad cow disease. The animal was later shown to be an import from Canada, and its carcass never made it into the food supply. But the scare prompted the U.S. Department of Agriculture to increase its watchfulness for the disease. So, starting in June, the USDA began a program aimed at testing some 250,000 head of high-risk cattle, animals that couldn't walk or are showing signs of brain disease. To process that many animals, the USDA is using a rapid diagnostic screening test. And Veterans Administration neurovirologist Robert Rower says that means there will be times when mad cow disease can't be ruled out.
It doesn't matter how good the diagnostic is, there will always be inconclusives. That happens with even our best diagnostics for human diseases at the moment.
That's because there are limits to how accurate a diagnostic test can be. But there's another problem. Barb Powers heads the Colorado State University Veterinary Diagnostic Lab. Her lab has tested more than 2,000 animals as part of the expanded testing program. She says there can be problems with the way the test is done.
They're all basically potential laboratory errors that can occur when you're running that many samples that could come up with initial inconclusive that when we do the final test, it's found to be negative.
Powers says often a sample that initially shows up positive will turn out to be negative when it's tested again.
The rate at which that might happen, which we will sometimes call a retest rate, happens in about 1 in 10,000.
And that's about what they're finding. The USDA will send all inconclusive samples to the National Veterinary Services Laboratory in Ames, Iowa. That's where scientists will actually look at brain tissue for evidence of infection. So far, no follow-up test has been positive. For years, critics have said the USDA had no data to back up its claim that mad cow disease wasn't a problem for U.S. beef. Alfonso Torres says now USDA is getting that data. Torres is at the Cornell University College of Veterinary Medicine, but he was with the USDA agency responsible for testing for mad cow.
We need to do the testing because potentially there could be some other cases. My personal perception is that we probably are going to find a few more cases, but with a few more cases, the overall risk for the United States is not going to be any different than what we have right now.
And Torres says right now the risk is very, very low. Any animal that tests inconclusive is kept out of the food supply, and even a few true positive tests among the 100 million head of cattle in this country just wouldn't pose much of a health risk to cattle or people. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.